from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. IS militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside a town near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Iraqi security forces have surrounded Fallujah on four sides ahead of a full-scale offensive. But there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. An Iraqi Special Forces soldiers on the front line said IS put bombs in the roads and are using suicide bombers. Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold, has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. Iran state media said today that Iranians will not be able to make their Hajj pilgrimage this year because Iran cannot reach an agreement with Saudi Arabia. According to IRNA, Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance Ali Janati said the decision was made following Riyadh's behavior with an Iranian delegation that had traveled to Saudi Arabia. Riyadh said the Iranian demands are unacceptable. From Washington, this is VOA News.